When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here for a wake-up call with Dan Tortora exclusive. Back on the line with Luburn Figaro out of Everett, Massachusetts, defensive back that's been on wake-up call with Dan Tortora before and is back with us today, but in a new way as a verbal commit to Wisconsin. Let's welcome him back to the show. Luburn, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
And as far as, you know, last time we talked, you had stated that you didn't know exactly where you were going to go. What happened with this commitment to Wisconsin? How did this all come about?
I just felt, on my visit, I just felt strong about the school. Just taking the official, it felt like I was back at Boston. I felt like I was home.
What made you feel like you were at home in Wisconsin? What was it that brought that atmosphere to you?
The environment was good. The players were good people. The coaches, they looked like they could set you up for success.
When you talk about the coaches being able to set you up for success, what do you think that they can do? What is it about them that makes you say something like that?
It's just a Big Ten school, top Big Ten school in the country, and they consistently win championships.
When you look at some of the other schools that had been interested in you and given you an opportunity to potentially come to those schools, are there any schools that were tough to say no to when we look back on Vanderbilt and Syracuse, Michigan State, some of the other schools, Boston College, which is right by you, Connecticut? When you hear some of those schools in North Texas as well, were any of those hard to say goodbye to?
Michigan State and Syracuse were the hardest ones to say goodbye to.
What was it about Michigan State that made it difficult for you to have to say goodbye?
I mean, look at them. Look what they're doing right now in the NCAA. Number one defense in the country. You can't do anything about that.
As far as your relationships with Michigan State, were there any coaches or players that you have been specifically close to?
The defensive coordinator.
What was it about him and that relationship that you had with him that makes you say that you were the closest? What type of relationship did you have?
He's just a good guy. He's always looking out for me and all that.
And then as far as Syracuse, what made it difficult to say no to Syracuse?
Man, it's way too close to home.
So that made it difficult to say no, or it made it easy to say no?
It made it kind of easy.
So you wanted to go further away from home, and Syracuse was kind of one of the casualties, so to speak, because they were closer to Everett, Massachusetts.
Yes, sir.
Are there any relationships with you and Syracuse's staff or players there that are hard to say goodbye to?
I didn't really have a relationship with any of the coaches.
So for you, what was it about Syracuse? Because when you talk about the defensive coordinator at Michigan State that you were close with, what made you like Syracuse if you didn't have a close relationship with anybody there?
Because every year they produce the best defensive backs in the country, and they always send them to the NFL.
If Syracuse was farther away from home, would it have been a harder decision for you to say no to them?
Yes, sir.
So really for you, it wasn't just Wisconsin in and of itself, but the fact that Wisconsin offered you an opportunity to go to a different part of the country.
Yes, sir.
What makes you want to get away from Massachusetts and get out of the New England area? What's really driving you to not go to school somewhere around that area?
Yeah, I've just been living in Boston too long, and I was just ready to go. It was about that time to leave.
You're verbally committed to Wisconsin. If Syracuse or Michigan State was to call you again, speak with you again, are you a Wisconsin person and this is the end, or do you leave that door open at all?
I mean, you never know. February 6th is a long way from here.
So for you, when you commit to Wisconsin, is it a loose commit, so to speak, where you still have your ear to the ground and you're still potentially looking at what people have to say?
I mean, I felt strong about the school, but you might never know what happens in the future.
If Wisconsin was closer to Massachusetts, Luburn, would they be out of it as well?
I mean, it depends. It's not like Wisconsin is like a Big Ten school, so BC don't really win that many games, so I don't know. Anything could happen.
Was Boston College ever a factor for you? Because you keep talking about wanting to get out of Massachusetts. You've been there all your life. You even spoke about Syracuse being too close to home. Was Boston College ever a player for you?
I mean, yeah, I considered Boston College when I first had the offer, because because I could see my family members and they could see me play, but I was just about that time to leave.
When you look at all the programs and you look at your position as defensive back, what do you think really makes Wisconsin the best? Because we've been talking about getting away from home, but let's talk about the talent on the field. Wisconsin, for you, what do they do with defensive backs that you like?
That 3-4 defense is deadly right now in the NCAA. So, and that fits me perfectly. Putting off the edge, down the middle, just doing what I have to do.
Who did it come down to? We talked about Michigan State, Syracuse, and Wisconsin. Was there a final two, or was it all three?
I mean, there was a final two. It was between Michigan State and Wisconsin.
What was the main determining factor that made you choose Wisconsin over Michigan State, with them both being in the Big Ten?
That visit meant everything, because I felt like I was back at home.
How excited are you to be a Badger coming up? I mean, we've talked about the fact that you never know what's going to happen, and February is a long way away. But do you have a certain level of excitement? Have you envisioned yourself with that W on your helmet and getting out there and playing?
Yeah, I can imagine myself in the W, but you might never know. Anything could happen right now.
So I might have you back on the show here, and we might be talking about a different team potentially if something were to change.
Yeah.
Luburn, when you say anything can happen, and yes, you're committed to Wisconsin and you're excited about Wisconsin, but anything can happen, where are you? Are you 100% verbally committed to Wisconsin, or would you say you're 50-50? Are you 90-10? Where do you really stand when it comes to still being interested in other schools?
I'm definitely 100% sure. I love it up there.
What would it take for a school to get you to change your commitment to Wisconsin and make it somewhere else? Is there a certain checklist that you have in your mind that if a school came to you and they did blank, that you would change your mind? What is that blank, if it exists?
See, I have no idea yet.
But you're happy to have this out of the way, at least for now?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, it sounds good, Luburn, and I appreciate it. Definitely appreciate you coming on, and we'll keep in touch. Are you planning on going out and doing any more visits, or now that you're committed, is that it for you and you're just concentrating on the season?
Oh, that's it for me.
Well, I thank you for that, and I thank you for spending some time here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, and I'll talk to you very soon, and good luck with everything. I know your season's been going well, and so we'll continue to keep in touch throughout that, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to thank my guest, Luburn Figaro, the defensive back from Everett High School in Everett, Massachusetts, who has committed verbally to the Wisconsin Badgers. And also a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, the only place to go when you need ice cream, when it comes to that treat that you want to have, whether it's mixing in your childhood favorite M&Ms into vanilla soft serve, or it's getting a caramel sundae topped with cookie dough pieces and having chocolate or vanilla soft serve right under that in the Wake Up Call sundae. Or if you're just a fan of having one of those simple hot fudge sundaes that you've gotten for years, whatever it may be, or if you're my dad and you like a banana shake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go when it comes to your ice cream needs. Think about it. Whenever you've needed a tissue, you'll ask for a Kleenex. When you need something to put on a cut, you ask for a Band-Aid. Those brands have become household names, just like Carvel DeWitt, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the entire nation. 60-plus years of service to the Central New York community, and anyone coming in to visit, Carvel Ice Cream at Carvel DeWitt is unlike any other, led by the staff of Jay Cartini, the owner, and everyone that he has working there with him, that greets you when you come through the door and helps you to find what you need, be it a flying saucer or one of those sundaes that we spoke about, or, of course, the Carvel Ice Cream Cake. when it comes to getting an ice cream cake, there literally is not another place to go. There's not. And I'm not reading this off a sheet of paper. I'm telling you, when my grandfather had a birthday, we had a Carvel ice cream cake. My grandmother, who's 96 years old, every single year on December 15th, her birthday, right before Christmas, in the coldness of central New York, what does she ask for? A Carvel ice cream cake. Because the weather doesn't matter. That same great taste never goes away, and that leads throughout the years. From my grandfather to my grandmother to my parents to my birthdays, Carvel has been a part of my life because we've made it a part of our lives. Because we know that when you want to have something that you could trust when it comes to someone's birthday, anniversary, wedding, special event, you go to Carvel because you know that they're going to take care of you. There's certain places where you think maybe they will, maybe they won't. But when it comes to Carvel, you have that belief because of what they've done, because of how long, 60-plus years in Central New York, you have that belief in them that they will do things right, and they have. And that's why I'm proud to have the Wake Up Call Sunday only available at Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, in that development right across from Tops, where you can get chocolate or vanilla soft serve or a twist if you're feeling like you need both. And I do that sometimes as well. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you that are looking at your calories and saying, you know what, Dan, I love that Carvel flavor, but I wish I could have less that I have to worry about per calorie. I wish when I go in there, I wouldn't have to think I have to run an extra mile. Well, Carvel has gone the extra mile for you and provided you with Carvel Light with less calories per ounce so that you can go out there and get that Carvel treat that you want, your favorite as a kid or your favorite right now, whatever it may be, or if you're a first timer to pick your favorite, Carvel Light allows you an opportunity to not have to worry about your calories when you're going out there and getting something special with your family. So I thank Carvel for that, for reaching out with Carvel Light and the Wake Up Call Sunday. Make sure you reach out by going to them any day of the week, Monday through Sunday, open until 9 p.m. Get out to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. Let them know that I sent you, and enjoy yourself, folks. It's something that stays with your family. If you're willing to go out and try Carvel, I find it very hard to believe that you won't step back in that door very soon. We have since I was a child, and I thank Jay Cartini for keeping things going and keeping Carvel strong in Central New York. Get out there, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. I also want to thank FanHands.com, your number one fan accessory. When it comes to being a sports fan, you know that. When you define a sports fan, we're all different. We like different teams, different ages, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different knowledge on the sports that we're watching. But what constitutes a sports fan? The majority of us realize that when you're a sports fan, a lot of us look into the fact of if you're a true fan, you show up to the games, you cheer on your team. That's what you do. And if you can't show up to the game, you're still cheering them on. But the one thing that we can all put together, no matter what language we speak, where we came from, what our background is, what nationality, what sex we are, when it comes to being a sports fan, we all understand that a way of showing our team that we appreciate what they're doing is by clapping. It's by simply putting your hands together and letting them know we're here for you, good, bad, or indifferent. No matter what's going on in the game, we got you. Know that we're here. We are the person that's here. In a basketball game, we're your sixth man. In a football game, we're your 12th man. In tennis, it doesn't matter the sport, from soccer to lacrosse, basketball, football, volleyball, and every sport around the country and the world. When you cheer on your team, you want to be loud. You want to let them know that no matter what's going on, you are right there supporting them all the way. And why not do that with Fan Hands, an inexpensive way to enhance your clap? It doesn't matter what language you speak. We all speak the same language when we clap our hands together. And Fan Hands, located on fanhands.com, is your easiest way to increase your clap, increase the sound, increase how much louder you can be at a game to cheer on the team that you know, cheer on the team that you love. FanHands.com with 11 different colors to find your favorite team. Purchase your pair of fan hands. They cost $9.99, folks. Inexpensive accessory to take to the game that you don't have to worry about, like the foam finger, or think about because of what Miley Cyrus did, but we'll leave that alone. Or have to deal with the fact of where do you put the clapper when you have the clapper? If you have a megaphone, where do you set that? Fan hands are easy. You want to eat something? Take them off your hands, slip them in your pocket. You're done with your nachos, pop them back on, and start clapping again. You have a drink in your hand? You don't have to put your fan hands down. That's the beauty of it. It's the number one fan accessory because it allows you to be a true fan, and it also allows you to enjoy the game without having to worry about what you're going to do with this accessory that you brought. It truly is the best friend of the number one sports fan. FanHands.com. Get there now and get clapping. I also want to thank Drysig Apparel, who has provided me with all of the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora merchandise that we give out at all the live events that I've had at Carvel DeWitt, Toby Keith's in Syracuse, and other places. I thank Drysig Apparel for all that they do. DrysigAthletic.com can help you out. It's not just for the business owner like myself. It's for anyone. You have a team that you want to support here. If you're a coach for a YMCA travel league, or you have a high school team that's getting out there and you want them to look good for sectionals, whatever it may be, when it comes to your sports team, head to DrysigAthletic.com. That's DreisSig Athletic.com. DreisSig Athletic.com has phenomenal wear for any sports team, wherever you are, whatever you need, when it comes to truly looking good, feeling good, and having durable clothing that you know is going to come from a company that cares. Trust DreisigAthletic.com. And for the lady out there, Drysig Lady takes care of a woman, whatever she's doing, be it jogging in the morning, going to the gym, driving around in the car, relaxing at home, taking care of the kids. If you're a businesswoman to the stay-at-home mom, when it comes to feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing and having clothes that are going to move with you as you move throughout your day, DrySigLady.com will give you what you need and cover you the right way. DrySigLady.com. That's DreisSig Lady.com. And also coming up, I am proud to announce right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, the only place that you'll find the exclusive that you just listened to, would like to announce the fact that Salt City Billiards in Mattydale, New York, and Pole Position Raceway in Destiny, USA in Syracuse, New York, will both be joining Dan Satora Broadcast Media in the near future. Salt City Billiards, the place that you need to go to. When it comes to playing a game of pool, you want to be able to relax, hang out with your friends in the community, and feel like you're in a place that understands that no matter what type of pool player you are, from beginner to the extreme pool player, the one that's the shark that kind of sits in the background and makes you think that they don't know what they're doing, then they bust out their own cue and start playing. You remember that Family Matters episode. Salt City Billiards is the place to go when you want to go and enjoy the pool when it's cold outside. Think about it that way, folks. In the summer, you're jumping in the pool. When the winter months come around and these fall months are cold as well, you can enjoy the pool still at Salt City Billiards, playing pool throughout the night and enjoying their food that they provide for you on location, right there, made there, from the team at Salt City Billiards. Make sure that you check them out in Mattydale. Keeping with sports, for those of you that enjoy watching car movies or you enjoy watching NASCAR, whatever it may be, you know it. You get that need for speed. You want to get out there and you want to enjoy jumping into a car and experiencing what it's like to race yourself. And now you have the opportunity to do so in a place that I never thought I would say it would be possible. Inside the mall that I grew up with down the street, Carousel Mall, becoming Destiny USA, and adding within it on the third floor, pole position raceway, an indoor electric kart experience for a quarter-mile track that allows you the opportunity to finally be the driver, and not just the driver when you're at a video arcade and you're sitting down in the seat and you're just turning the wheel and stepping on the pedal. This is you. You're in the electric kart. You're going around this track. You have to make the decisions. You have to know what you're doing, when you're doing it. You need to have a plan. And I love the fact that at Pole Position Raceway, when I've sat in that cart myself, I was able to have my own plan, to make my decisions, to get out on a track and say, I'm not just watching a video game. I'm not just sitting here watching television. I'm the guy. I'm the driver. I'm behind my car right now trying to get myself where I want to be, and that's across that finish line. Pole Position Raceway, allowing anyone from children all the way through to the business owner when it comes to kids' parties and corporate events, when you want to get out there and do something truly exhilarating, different, exciting. So many different emotions did I feel sitting in that cart, driving around that track. What a unique experience. Something that you cannot afford to not go out and do. PolePositionRaceway.com. You can get more information there. And, of course, go out and see the track and get yourself in one of their electric carts immediately at Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. And make sure if your kid's birthday party's coming up, or if you're the new general manager of a company and you want to get some team building going on and learn about the personalities of the people that are now working for you, and let them know a little bit about who you are, more than just talking around a conference room table. A great place to do that is at Pole Position Raceway, once again at Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, on the third floor. Get more information on PolePositionRaceway.com. This is Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, featuring exclusive information that you can only find through Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. When you're a sports fan that wants to hear originality, comedy, and have someone who has integrity, morals, values, faith, this is your place to go when it comes to the information that you yearn for, even if you don't know it yet. And at the same time, to have those stories told that are truly special makes people individuals and not just players. Makes them humans and not just numbers, not just a stat line. Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora and Dan Tatora Broadcast Media is your place to find the stories that touch the heart as well as touching the sports fan's mind. Right here on WakeUpCallDT.com and also on the Google Play Store app SportsDT, that's SportsDT, and on your iPad, iPhone, and iPod by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE, and getting the app there. And you could also go to the Apple Store and search Sports DT. That's SportsDT. Once again, so many ways to get involved with the company that allows you to listen from your computer, tablet, iPad, iPod, smartphone, iPad, whatever it may be. When it comes to electronics, whether you have your tablet with you, your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, or you're sitting in front of your desktop, where else can you listen to a show at any time on any device that allows you to get access to the internet? Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora and Dan Tatora Broadcast Media, proud to provide the sports fan what you need on your schedule. I'll talk to you very soon. This is Dan Tatora for Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. God bless.